You're listening to 5 Minutes of Fame, brought to you by the Friends of Africa Missionary Endeavor, in cooperation with SermonAudio.com.
Good morning. It's Rodney Davidson speaking to you here once again from Fame Mission in Eastern Kenya. I'm making this recording just now at the side of the road, just about 200 meters from a hospital in the main town near our mission. It's called Mwingi Hospital in the town of Mwingi, about 26 miles from our mission center. And I've traveled over this morning with one of our staff and some of his family members. And we've come here this morning to collect the body of his grandfather. Over the years, we've sought to give practical help to the local community, and especially in times of difficulty and the hour of need and financial constraint. Many of the locals will struggle if the loved one maybe has died here at the hospital, their body has been put in the mortuary, but they don't have the finances not only to pay the mortuary fee, but also the costs involved of hiring a vehicle. None of them have cars, so they have to hire a vehicle to try and transport the body to the home. Again, unlike our Western culture, the loved ones are buried at their own home. There's two businesses here, two little shops where carpenters are making coffins. We use this vehicle for so many things today, it's become the funeral hearse. We're going to just load the coffin here now and then make our way on into the mortuary to collect the body of their grandfather, a man called Jeremiah Mathenge. So we've just arrived now at the mortuary. They're just hammering the lid onto the coffin. The grandchildren are just walking now into the mortuary. Normally you'll find there are just many bodies sitting around, and they're just about to carry the body of their grandfather now and place it out in the back of our open Hilux truck. And we use some sisal rope. We'll secure the coffin as best we can, and then we'll travel over to the home. Okay. Can you manage? Okay, slide it just forward. Sit. Okay. Just push it, just give it another little push, eh? It's okay. Now we secure the ropes here and these handles. That's great. I think you've been with me before. So we've just arrived now at the family home. Many neighbours, family members have already gathered. I can see others are coming. The sons and the grandsons are now just taking the coffin into a little room that they've prepared. Strangely, I've just understood that Stephen Lee of Sermon Audio was with us here on the mission field almost exactly a year ago. And he accompanied me on one of those days to the mortuary in Mwingi. We brought the body of a woman. And it turns out that woman was the wife of the man whose body I'm carrying today. And we've come to that very same home. And that's just a coincidence that I've just understood. Just realized the connection there. Almost exactly a year later, the husband has died. Okay, so now I'm just seated here at the family home. With some of the family members. In fact, I'm just seated right beside the son-in-law of this man, a man I've known, a pastor in the area called Mwandu. We were just talking about Jeremiah. That's the man whose body is going to be laid to rest. He was the very first Christian, the first believer, first person to give his life to the Lord Jesus in this area. He brought the very first Bible to this area. Something like maybe how long ago, Mwandu?
1962. Is when he brought the mission here. They brought the word of God in this area.
That was a few years after he had got saved.
Yes, after a few years after he was saved.
People, there were other people who gave their lives to the Lord at that time.
Yeah, that time some people believed the word of God, and the church started in this area and started growing.
So in this my area, that was the very first church. He brought the very first Bible here.
He brought the first Bible and the first church started here with this man.
And he got his wife, whose body we brought here last year. She was also a believer.
Yes.
And am I right in saying they had one of the very first Christian weddings in this whole area?
Sure. He was the first man to get wedding in this area.
In a church wedding?
In a church wedding.
God used him as a light in this dark area. And there's been some change. What a change, eh? Even wearing clothes as Christians was a different thing at that time, wasn't it?
People were fearing and seeing different people being Christian.
Yeah.
And they were fearing them because they were God's people. And all his lifetime, he was a Christian.
Following the Lord.
Following the Lord.
Amen. That's great. Thank you, Mondi. Thank you.
You've been listening to 5 Minutes of Fame, brought to you by the Friends of Africa Missionary Endeavor. For more information or to help support the work, we invite you to learn more at sermonaudio.com/fame.